This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed means you can jump in on what you've missed anytime you like. But with September value across the Mazda range, the time to jump into the Mazda BT50 4x4 XT is right now. With 3 years, 45,000 kilometre free scheduled servicing. Conditions apply.
Hey, are we recording that?
Yeah, we are.
Are we? My mic's not red. Doesn't it have to be red?
I think it doesn't be red in the off-air. Anyway, hey.
Oh, Kieran's coming for his restaurant story, which is important on my last podcast.
This is M's farewell, mate. You do your restaurant story.
No, I like his restaurant story. All right, before we do it, let's do the restaurant story. Go.
Okay.
No, do it.
You want me to?
Yes.
I can't hear myself.
I love it when you do that. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
it's Kieran, internet guy.
Okay. So, you're going to look at me really badly for this, Ed. So, I went, it was Maddie's payday on Wednesday. And our usual thing is on a payday, we go out for dinner.
Fun.
Now, this time, the pay had dropped a little bit late. Yeah. So we're like, we'll go for dinner anyway.
Mm-hmm. So they went knowing they had nothing in their bank account.
Zero. Right. $0.
Oh, my God.
$0?
And then we sat down. We had our burritos. I had a fajita burrito, because you're going to ask. And
I was wondering.
I had a fajita burrito. Mm, and then Maddie got an email saying, pay's delayed. It'll be in tomorrow.
While you're at the restaurant.
Or at the restaurant.
Yeah.
We sat there for an hour and 45 minutes before we could get hold of someone to transfer his money. A national Australian bank, I don't know which one, was down.
Yeah.
So just had to sit there for another 40 minutes while someone drove to give us the cash.
Yeah. And who was that someone?
Maddie's dad.
And is that the first time he's had to do that?
Second or third.
What is going on?
Kizzy, call me. I'll give you cash. I'll always give you cash.
There are so many elements to that story.
That's his
delicious
life.
Burrito, though.
Oh, that's all that matters.
It's well worth it.
Thanks, Kizzy.
Thank you, mate.
I'm going to miss that. I'm going to miss you, Kieran Simpson. last show, we had Nolsey in. I want to actually thank the podcasters. You took us to number one so many times. Your support has been almost better than the people who listen live. So, yeah, it's been really fun. You always get back to us and you go back and forth with me. So thank you for listening to us. And I've really enjoyed my time. I'll be doing my own podcast next year. So, you know, I'll come and haul that on this show.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but boys, thank you.
Thank you.
And enjoy. We had the Bachelor Girls in and I took advantage of the fact it was my last day of broadcasting.
Is there a better way for you to have gone out? No. That was magnificent.
Well, I just wanted to let them know how we feel, but also let them have a say, which is important. That's all.
Yeah, what a funny world we're entering into with reality contestants. It's like the robots are becoming self-aware.
I know.
And they don't like the tasks that are being given to them.
No.
But guys.
Yeah, guys. And don't blame editing or Ed Cavalli will have you.
It's on the waiver, dudes. And you've had 10 seasons to watch to see how this works.
I agree. So enjoy that.
Hey, Em, good luck.
Thanks, Cav. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, let's go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Tell me where the
freaks at. Oh, there we go. Timmy Trumpet currently in Hong Kong.
And is he?
Yeah.
Gosh,
he's in Hong Kong. Getting closer.
Right.
Sadly, he didn't make it back in time for your finals.
I was expecting him to walk through the door playing his trumpet, if that's what he does. And he's not here, guys. He's already let me down on the last show.
No, because there's heaps of good stuff, though.
Okay.
There's CAC, Kerri-Anne Kennelly, there's Shannon Knoll, there's probably about to say prizes. It's presents for you.
There's presents.
Prizes that only you can win.
Did you guys put all these leopard print balloons in here?
They look beautiful.
They're gorgeous.
I didn't know you could do leopard print balloons.
The studio looks amazing. I just want everyone to know that Timmy Trump, did you see his caption?
No.
Asia is lit.
Oh, good. Is that good?
Yeah. Asia's lit, guys.
That's a good thing.
We have a big show coming in, but happening. Kieran, our internet guy, wants you guys to send in pictures of where you're listening to the last show from. Hashtag goodbye, M. I'm not dying, guys. And we're going to put you on our Instagram story. So if you can, Kizzy, how do they make sure you see the photo with the hashtag? Okay. Hashtag goodbye, M.
Yeah.
Take a selfie of where you're listening to the show from, and Kizzy will put you on our Instagram story.
And I'm going to reward the folk, our favourite one, too.
Okay, cool.
That's what I'm going to do.
You got
Let's
a little something?
Yeah, I've got heaps of good stuff on my sheet, so I'll find out what that is later on.
Feels like a fairy has exploded in here.
It has. This is what I'm going to look like when I'm burnt at my cremation. This is what my ashes are going to look like. Hey, we've got the three evicted ladies from The Bachelor. Fair to say, probably the least popular women in the country today.
Yeah, I think they're about to find out how they came across.
I think I feel like they know, and I feel like they've probably been dreading today for a while.
Okay.
But they're coming in, and I think they owe Australia an explanation.
So have you got something to say about that?
I've got a few things to say to all of them.
It's Kat, it's Romy, and it's Alicia?
Or Alicia.
Alicia. Alicia. So, okay.
She left a career in politics for this.
Yeah, she was an advisor to, or not advisor, she worked for the opposition leader.
Shorten.
Bill Shorten. So they're up next. The Bachelor, my goodness. It was carnage last night as three people went home, and they join us in the studio. Kat, Romy, Alicia, good to see you.
Hi,
thanks
guys.
For coming in. How are you?
Good morning.
Yes.
Oh, goodness me.
Were you? Look, I'm going to get straight into it.
Oh, I am not happy.
I'm going to push back from the microphone.
Have you heard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Had what?
Well, look, if you want to go me, I'm up for it too. I'm
Let's
just
do
as
it.
Confrontational
Let's do
as
it.
All three of you and not afraid of it.
I love it.
I want to know first off, were you guys dreading today after having watched the series? Romy?
Not dreading today so much. You know, it's more difficult for me to, you know, to explain to my family what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's not nice to watch. There was so many cringeworthy moments
yeah.
that I'm not proud of.
Okay.
So
you have watched and thought, gee, there's some sides to me that I really need to work on.
Well,
or
yes.
You can't blame editing because...
No, I'm not going to say editing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say the situation. It's absolutely entertainment, right?
Right, but... The problem with the entertainment is I'm sitting down with my teenage daughters and Channel 10, and with the help of you guys, is glorifying bullying.
Yeah,
okay,
look,
can I just jump in there for
hang
a second?
Hang on, Kat. Well, I've worked in reality TV and I've been on reality TV. I understand the producers manipulate storylines. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Okay.
But they have to have the material to manipulate.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
My point.
And the material is what you're not seeing, right?
Right.
So you're not seeing... The whole house. When Tennille, is that what you're talking about?
Well, look, let's listen to some of the greatest hits we've got.
How are you any better than me?
I don't think I'm better than you at all.
You've just put me and said that I'm the one that makes all these girls this way, when that is not the case at all.
You're being very dramatic right now, Shaz. Yeah.
You have no class, and this angers me. Like, don't with me.
Well, that's
don't ever put words in my mouth again. Come to me like an
what
adult.
You, said.
You didn't repeat what I said. There's not a lot going on with Dania or whatever. She looks pissed off 24/7. Like, mate, no wonder why you're 28 and single. I'm just going to go with die. No, I do not feel bad for attacking Deanna. I would never feel bad for another person.
Some of it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Some of it's a bit on the cusp.
Sorry, yes, Alicia.
I think I think there's a more foundational issue if you're taking an issue with reality TV glorifying bullying. People love the drama, and while shows like Married at First Sight, while Gordon Ramsay is putting a guy's head between sandwich loaves, while these shows still rate, networks are going to keep producing them.
So you're saying you're doing it deliberately?
I would say, Grant, that once you're in there and you sort of, I realised pretty early on, like, me and the honey badger are like...
This guy wasn't for you.
I'd resign from Bill Shorten's office. I wanted to go skydiving or something. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to give it my best shot, right?
Yeah.
And I was trying to form a relationship with him, but, you know, like, the spark just wasn't there.
Yeah.
So you do sort of find yourself in this role where you are playing a little bit of a character.
But I feel like there's villains, and I mean, Vanessa Sunshine was hilarious, and I loved her, and I always loved the villains. I was a villain on my season of Idol because you make it interesting, you know, you're not trying to appease everyone, but it almost feel like Australia feels like you took it to that next level, the three of you. Like, I know, Kat, you're busting. So,
can I speak?
And the three of you, I know you're not bad girls, I know you're not evil bitches, but you came across as evil bitches.
There are times, yes, and I can totally see what you're saying. And, you know, I feel awful that kids will watch that. And
like my 16-year-old who lives that drama every day is at high school. She just said,
"Mom, that.
And
that's awful. Well, maybe she shouldn't watch The Bachelor then because it's going to be bitchy. It's 25 girls.
I don't think we've ever in all seasons of The Bachelor seen this level.
I disagree. Jen Hawke put sugar in someone's protein powder last season and that's
but even like, that's kind of different to what you guys are personally attacking people.
But, Em, like, even just then when you play that audio, like, I get it, but I never personally attacked anyone's appearance. I would start conversations that the girls did not want to have. They're having them behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
All the bitchiness is going on behind
them. I don't doubt that there was other people in a house full of women. Okay, Kat's got to go, guys.
Okay,
come on,
sorry.
She's got to launch.
Said a thing.
Yeah.
Look, you've got to remember as well, there's 169 hours of filming for a one-hour episode. I apologise that if some of the things I said rubbed people the wrong way. But
do you think it did, though?
Absolutely.
You understand it, did.
Yeah, of course I understand that. But,
right.
Like, I mean, chuck 25 women in a house together, you're bound to go a bit batshit crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, the only thing is like we're being filmed to, like, we're the villains. No one's meant to like us. You're not going to see me giving someone advice or having a great time with one of the girls because that just doesn't fit in with the storyline. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of great conversations and a lot of great times with the girls.
Mm-hmm. We're actually really good mates with them, which is the... I know it doesn't seem that way.
Yeah, not all of them, obviously.
Not all of them.
It seems like the, unfortunately for you guys, it seems like the first few that came out...
No, they were the ones... And there will be like bits and pieces here and there, and that's like you just don't get along with everyone in life.
Mm. Mm.
So you went in there with the intention to be the villains?
No, I wanted to be the bloody honest.
No, you didn't. You did not.
That's disappointing.
I would 100% prefer to be the contender and be in the top three than be the villain.
Love you.
But then do you realise that if you don't say it, then they can't use it? That's an old adage in television.
They can't edit something you don't say.
When you went in there, did you have any recognition 100%. That perhaps that this is not going to look good?
You get pretty comfortable.
You get comfy, and it's
you forget things that you've said as well. Like when things were coming out, I was like, oh my god!
How did you feel, Kat, watching yourself? Like, was there moments of self-loathing? Whether like, why did I do that? Or do you stand by, as you keep saying, I stand by who I am. I'm honest, and there are all things I say, but I don't treat people like that. I'm an honest, direct person.
Well, how about last night yesterday when you called me a mole on the radio? Like,
well, you have been a mole.
Yeah, so we called Blair a bogan, like mole bogan, like really.
You're comparing me to this season of what you've just done.
I'm not comparing you at all. It's just like,
but I'm asking you, how do you feel watching yourself? How do you feel about yourself? Do there things that need to change, or are you just going to keep being Kat?
You haven't seen my whole side. You've seen a fraction of my personality. If you took the chance to get to know me, you'd know that that's not the whole Kat. And it's a shame that that's all people have seen.
Of course
I watch back. It's like, you know, you watch this and then you get hundreds of death threats in your inbox.
That's what I was going to ask you. The fallout on social media has been pretty hectic.
It's been awful. Yeah. And no one deserves that, no matter of how you behave or whatever. Like, no one deserves to get told to go and kill themselves.
Have you got off social media?
No,
stopped,
I haven't.
Stopped looking?
I've stopped looking.
So you're not reading it because you shouldn't read it.
I have been and there's been a lot of nights where I haven't been sleeping and it's hard and I apologise for, you know, offending people and stuff, but you're in a heightened situation. Emotions are going crazy and that's just...
So it's not you?
You okay?
No, I'm fine.
But this is real. This is real. This isn't... And then you're sitting here joking saying it's just reality TV, it's entertainment, but you're really feeling what's happened. Like, you're upset.
I'm feeling it. I've been... pigeonholed as this awful person, and that's
but
not me.
Not.
Even the whole like jewelry Bali thing, like I only spoke about that when I got asked, but the questions were never shown, so I look like an idiot.
Also, why can't a woman have a business? Like, there were ten
women in that house that had businesses, Instagrams, and I somehow got pinpointed that that's all I was there for. Mm. And that's not the case at all. I did it to challenge myself. Mm-hmm. I did it for a new experience. And if the guy was great, that's awesome. But he wasn't for me. And that's cool. And it's not for everyone. But I got caught up in things in there.
Mm. Okay. Well, I can see that you're genuinely upset it's affected you.
Of course.
And we had Rhiannon come in yesterday and defend the three of you and say, you know, they only showed that side of you. But I'm sorry that you're copping heat on social media as someone that has been in the eye of that storm.
Yeah.
But I just hope, I guess now you're doing your round of interviews, you can reassure people that that is not who you are, but it's also not how you treat other people. I guess
absolutely.
That's the big thing.
Absolutely. But also, whenever I did say something in an interview that may have been negative, I've always backed it up with something positive about the person. It's just that stuff wasn't shown, and that's a shame.
Are you angry with 10, the three of you? You angry with how you were portrayed?
Yeah, of course I'm angry.
Good girl, tell the truth.
Of course I'm upset. Like, I mean, we had great relationships with everyone in there, especially the crew and the producers and everyone.
We were extremely close with the producers.
We were close.
Do you feel betrayed, Romy, by the producers?
At times, true.
Have you watched Unreal? Have you seen Unreal?
I'm mid-watching it now.
Well, now you'll understand. The producers are never your friends.
It makes me feel like nauseous watching it.
Because
like,
it's the same thing. Okay. Well, thank you for coming in. You're very brave. Mm. Today's going to be a shit show for you three.
Thank you.
We know.
But, you know, you've come to say your piece. You're very passionate about what's going on. So thank you for being brave and fronting up, because I don't know if I could have.
Kat, Romy, Alicia, best of luck.
Good luck.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck out there.
Really appreciate it.
Am I being unreasonable?
All right, 13, 10, 60, we've got a jury ready to go. Am I being unreasonable? I'm at a cafe in the city yesterday, day before, and I'm about to pay for a short macchiato. Mm-hmm. So before I'm off to the gym,
I love a short macchiato.
Well, you have only pregnant?
Pregnant, I can't have coffee.
Oh. I forgot about that.
I just, when I go to cafes now, I sit next to the barista.
Great, cool.
Just to smell it?
Yep. So you ordered your short macchiato.
And then it was early. Straight up early.
Oh, God.
And then the the person behind the counter said to me, $3.50, no problem. Had a $5 note. I handed the $5 note over, and they sort of were doing a couple of things, and they were looking around, didn't open the till, went to give me a $1.50 out of the charity box on the counter.
No.
What?
Yeah.
No, wait. The tip box or the charity box?
No, no.
The charity box.
Yeah, so much so that they had to open the front of the charity box. Right.
I'm sure they were going to replace it later.
And so I freeze, and I'm like, all right, play it cool. Now, this is where we go to the jury. Fiona from Leichhardt. Fiona.
Good morning.
All right, what should I have done in that instance? I've just handed a $5 note. I'm owed $1.50, and they've opened the charity box. If you're me, what do you do?
Stop. That's outrageous.
All right, you've won a prize, Fiona. Stay on the line. Tracy from Oran Park.
I would say put the money back in the charity box.
Yes.
I also feel weird. Keep the change. Don't you feel weird when you've given them five to take the $1.50 anyway because there's a tip plate right there? I always feel like I have to tell them to put it in the tip jar.
Oh, that's too much. $1.50 is too much.
Is it?
If it was 20 cents, so it's $20.50 maybe. $1.50.
Really? I never take change from five.
$1.50 is a lot.
Never. I always just say, and then I don't want to make a big deal about it.
It's a $5 coffee. That's a $5 coffee.
I know, but I still feel like, these guys are probably earning what? $18 an hour?
For a $5 coffee, you might as well get the almond milk special chino.
All right, here we go. Look at this. And it was a full board. 100% of callers say you can't take the call.
So what did you do?
So I thought, right, here we go.
Oh, God.
And so what I did was I said, hang on. And I took the five back. And I put it in my pocket and in my wallet and I took out my card and I paid on PayPass. And then I only had a dollar. That's why I didn't pay in coins. And then really pointedly put the dollar in the charity box.
Oh, so you went, this bit's for you. Yeah. That's not for you. Yeah. That's for the charity.
Are you teaching them a lesson?
I was teaching them a lesson. and to my lesson that I taught this person, I put the dollar in and I looked at them and then she looked at me and she just went, yeah. And she shrugged.
Oh, no.
Hipster millennial.
It's cold.
Get all the M, Grant, and Ed you've missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au.
Postables.
Sorry, I'm choking on confetti.
There's a lot of glitter in here because it's my last show.
Possible storm, Grant, Denya. 22 in the city.
Don't lick the death.
Or at least stop licking it for a moment. So, now we're all going now. Em's last show. So much coming up. We've got Kat, Carrie Ann Kennelly joining us. Shannon Noll's going to be in the studio. We're doing a secret sound blitz in the 7 o'clock hour to see if we can't give away the money on your last show.
Imagine if it does go off on your last show.
I hope it does. Just to really mess with Jace.
Maybe it's time. Maybe it's going to happen.
Maybe I'll have the answer. Maybe I'll win the secret sound on my last show. Kim's so worried. Look at their full mouth with their breakfast wrap.
I don't think that's ever happened. I don't think a on-air presenter's ever got it right on air because we're not normally allowed to guess.
But you're having your final throw of the dice.
Yeah, I'm having my final guess today.
So on 131060, the lines are open all morning. If you want to say, what now?
Sorry, another bit nearly went in my mouth.
You've been nominated for best newcomer. Act like it.
Eat some glitter.
Sorry.
Let's see how much glitter you can eat.
There's flowers galore in here.
Eat some flowers. So, 131060, lines are open if you want to say fare thee well to M. A lot of people are calling in.
Three people. Two.
plus, I believe, here we've got a call from Double Bay.
Yes, it's me, Gavin from Double Bay. Yes, I'm definitely a woman. A woman who's at the Double Bay supermarket trying the all self-serve checkouts, scanning through items that a definite woman needs. Industrial strength razors for my undercarriage. Estrogen cream, extra strength. A double length of rope for something I've got planned for Grant Denya. I'm just calling in to say how happy I am for Em that she's left these two losers. Number one, the white fanged little person. Australia's poor relation to Ellen DeGeneres. The skid mark on Channel 10's undies. The full-time car racer, part-time radio host, Grant Denya. Or even worse is the oversized Katie Lang impersonator, Sam Pang's sidekick, Ed Cavalier. Why don't you get a normal last name? You know, Em, you should do a radio show with me. Just two gals chatting about normal gal stuff, like how to dispose of your ex-husband's body or which Stefanovic makes you more sick.
Gal.
Em, I just want to thank you for being the only person in radio with the guts to admit that they are obsessed with sex robots. I know for a fact that AM Alan has a fire hose in his bedroom to, quote, freshen his up. Good luck to you and fare thee well. This is Gavin from Double Bay, stealing from the supermarket like everybody's going to if there's no checkout people. Au revoir.
Oh, I'm honoured. And can I just request, if AM Alan doesn't become a regular character, yeah, I'll be very upset.
That one's with legal. M Grant Ned for M's big farewell show on 131060. Lines are open. Folks are calling. Brianna from Campbelltown, you're on the line.
I love you.
Oh, thanks, Brianna. Thanks for calling in.
I love you so much. You're your inspiration to women all around the world. And I've loved listening to you over the years on Today FM. And you've made my morning each and every morning, honestly.
Oh, you're gorgeous. Thank you so much. I'll still be around. You'll be sick of me. Go to the socials. I'm never off them.
Thank you, Brianna. Emily's from Bankstown.
I am. I just want to say thank you so much for everything you've done for the last couple of years. You've made my drive to work and Sydney's drive to work so much easier. You've raised issues and talked about things that no one wants to talk about and everyone's a bit scared of. And you know what? The awareness that you've brought to some of these topics is just incredible. And I can't wait to see all the socials with the new little addition to your family. I just wish you all the best.
Thanks, Emily. That's very kind. Thank you.
And who we got
I'm
here?
I'm going to cry today.
Kylie from Campbelltown. You've called in to make Em cry. What would you like to say?
Hi, Kylie.
Hi, how you going? Hi, Em. Hi, Graham. Hey, Ed.
Hi, Kylie.
Em, I just wanted to say it's a pretty crappy 40th birthday present you're leaving me with.
Happy birthday, Kylie. 40. I'm 40 in March. Man. Oh, God.
Oh, happy birthday for March.
Thanks. Oh, thank you.
I just wanted to say thank you. The last 18 months that I've been listening to you guys, you've made my morning every morning, and I just wish you all the best in your new chapter.
Thank you, darling. And happy birthday.
Good news is we've got
thank you.
Books and stuff coming.
Tours, books, podcasts. You'll be like, God, I wish that bitch would go away.
Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Alphabet Kids.
10 past 7 for Em's farewell show. We're doing Alphabet Kids, $10,000 up for grabs. And because it's a Friday, Grant Daniel, something special on the line. Who have you got for us?
We got Ollie, 11-year-old Ollie. He's playing for the Sutherland Basketball Association. How you doing, Ollie?
Good, thank you. Happy last day, Em.
Oh, thanks, Ollie. Good, and you play for the Sharks, do you?
Yeah.
Good on you, mate.
Can you dunk, Ollie?
Oh, no, definitely not.
Pretty soon, mate. One day.
He wants to buy some new basketball shoes. What do you want? Some Jordans? What's
KDs? KDs or...
I want some Kobe's.
Oh, you Kobe's. Oh, some Mambas. Yeah.
If you get this and you buy those shoes, I'll come to the nearest basketball court. You can hop on my shoulders and then you can dunk.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, someone write that down. That's a whole week's worth of content, guys.
Yeah. Actually, maybe that might not even work.
You'll lay up. All right, here we go.
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter C today. Ollie, C for cat. Is that clear?
Yep.
For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. If you don't know an answer, that's okay. Just say pass and then we'll move on to the next question. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. And the adjudicator's word is final. Oliver, your letter is C. Here we go.
Okay.
Name a vegetable.
Carrot.
Something you write with.
Puff.
A time of year where you get presents.
Christmas.
A mode of transport.
Car.
Disney character.
Puff.
What a prince or princess lives in.
Castle.
A farm animal.
Cow.
Ice cream flavour.
Caramel.
A country.
Puff.
A dairy product.
Puff.
Something you write with.
Crayon.
Yeah, that got in.
Crayon.
Crayon got in.
Good job, buddy.
Here we go.
$700, Ollie.
New shoes.
Yeah, you get the shoes, Ollie. Well done. And also that means because it's Friday, the Sutherland Sharks basketball team's also going to get $700. So you've done something for everyone, Ollie. Yeah. Great job.
Thank you.
Good on you,
Have
buddy.
A great weekend, man. Yeah.
Today FM Breakfast, M, Grant and Ed for M's massive farewell show. 131060 lines are open. If you'd like to wish a fare thee well, we've got a massive, still got, it's going to do a secret sound blitz before, like, next.
Well, I'm going to have my guess and I think I'm going to get it.
Yeah, look, we do actually have the dump button ready because you've been pretty hot on this for a few days.
Woo, have I? What? I'm going to go hang out in the stationery cupboard in a minute to check it.
So, the Australian Bachelor is the Honey Badger, and we will be hearing a little bit, well, a replay of some of our chat with Kat, Romy and Alicia, a.k.a. the
evil trio.
Sorry, I didn't let you get a word in.
No, there was a bit going on. It was a bit of fun. But the American one, then their new bachelor. So yeah. We've gone for a sort of wacky ex-footballer larrikin.
Yeah, and it's fair to say the American bachelor has one attribute the honey badger certainly cannot claim.
No.
He's a big old virgin.
A virgin?
Yep. 26-year-old retired footballer. Season 23, by the way. Mm-hmm. Colton. Have you heard of a more American name than this?
Yeah, Colton
Underwood.
How good's the name Colton Underwood? The Underwood as yet untouched.
It has been Underwood, hasn't it?
How is a footballer a virgin?
He's a
normally they're prolific.
He's religious.
Oh, okay.
He's waiting for the one.
He's from the middle of
America.
And
I tell you, which bird he picks will be getting married the next day. Because he is ready to go.
He's ready to roll,
it's going to be a wedding whether they like it or not.
What's the reaction been like to that in America?
Well, people are very surprised,
yep,
to say the least. Especially, look, he went on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, yeah.
And Jimmy felt maybe he might need the sex talk before he went into the Bachelor Mansion.
When a man is with someone to whom he's attracted, penis will fill with some kind of a cement-like...
You get a boner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a boner. Okay. And then you insert that...
Oh, my gosh.
...into this.
Jimmy.
Sorry, I edited it because he keeps going.
I'm sure he does.
The problem is, apparently he mentions he's a virgin a lot. Like, it's become a drinking game. Apparently, it is the only discernible personality trait he has is the fact that he is a virgin.
So it's
like, you know, when there's a, like, say, how much Kat mentioned she had a business in Bali.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So if I say to you, let's say you're the bachelor, okay, and I say, so what are your dreams for the future?
Well, I'm a virgin, so I'm hoping to buy my own house. And,
okay.
And, I'm a virgin.
Yes, and your family, is your family important to you?
Yeah. Well, I'm a virgin,
okay,
so I really enjoy spending time with my family because I'm a virgin.
I'm drunk already.
So that's all he says.
Do you know what's going to happen, don't you? This is America.
Do you think?
This is the
no,
bachelor.
He's not.
He's got 6 kids.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's going to lose it live.
No,
because
no.
You're allowed to.
Actually, that's better. He should lose it live. Go GoPros on the head. We're going live. We're going live.
Today FM's secret sound.
What's that sound? What's that sound?
Oh, here we go. It is time for a secret sound blitz. 131060 if you want to play. Now, Em, you've got your guess, but we're going to do yours last. In case, unless someone gets it, then you're done.
Good point. All the cameras off? Because I really think I've got it.
So, now, Kimmy, our official adjudicator, the clue is...
It's stationary related.
Let's go straight to the calls. Andrea from French's Forest, what do you believe the secret sound to be?
Switching on the laminator at the button.
Sorry, no.
Sorry, Andrea.
Sorry, Andrea. We move on to Erin from Orange Hill. Erin, this is for 84 grand.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. What do you think it is?
You rolling out a whiteout dispenser on a piece of paper to white out a word.
Oh, wow, that's lengthy, isn't it? No, sorry.
I think Kim might have lost interest halfway through that guess. Mel's from Homebush. Mel, what do you believe the secret sound to be? This is for $84,000.
I think it's the laminator sealing the plastic at the top of the paper.
It's two laminator guesses, isn't it? Mm-hmm. People are going down a certain path today. Which is incorrect.
Oh, wrong path.
I'm feeling really nervous because I really think I've got it.
Now, Phil is from Penrith. Phil, what do you believe the secret sound to be, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Yeah. I think it's paper clips going onto a magnet of a paper clip dispenser.
Oh,
that's good.
Phil.
Amazing answer.
It's not that... right because I've got the answer in my hands.
Kim?
You are incorrect, but it's a great answer. Oh, like creative.
Okay, now Stephanie snuck in right at the end here. Stephanie from Parramatta, $84,000. Oh, Steph, what do you think it is?
I think it's clicking the rings down on the ring binder. I'm shaking.
Can I hear the sound?
I have a ring binder here.
Oh,
you do?
Okay, go Em. Mm. So Em's doing it live.
Yeah, because Em's been in the stationary cupboard.
She has.
It's been a raid.
Rustling around.
I think the fact that they're letting me do it is a bit of a clue.
Sorry, it's not right.
Okay. Sorry, Steph.
Okay. Thank you, bye.
Now we move to you, Em, who has been very confident about this. Now, this is for $84,000. I'm not really sure what we're doing
here.
There are currently... There's eight people outside the studio. one of them is standing over the beep/dump button.
Because they can see what I've got in my hand. That's why I think I've got it.
And there was a fair bit of R&D that went into this. So Em went into the stationery cupboard and pushed and poked and prodded and slammed and closed everything that she could find in there. Now she's arrived at this.
Okay, you ready? This is the sound. Let's hear the proper one.
Okay, so M.
I'm going to say it.
M, what is
can
your,
I say it?
Hang on, let me just get the boss in position. All right.
What?
She was beeped.
She was. Did I get it? Beeped.
But we're being told to move on.
Yes! Let's move on.
Did she get beeped?
Yes!
And no one heard.
Eat it, suckers!
Oh, no.
The only way to get even more M, Grant, and Ed is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au. FM Secret Sound.
What's that sound? What's that sound? Come on. It is 8:15 on a Friday. It's Em's big farewell show. We've got $84,000 loaded for the Secret Sound, and we want, well, Em's desperate to give it away to folks.
I guessed it too. It's not that hard.
How long have we been doing this for? We've only just
figured
it out. I was
holding off to my last show. So, come on, guys.
Kimmy's here, the adjudicator, who is also, what the answer is. You've got a hint, a clue.
Oh, it's stationery related.
Let's hit the phones. Anish from Hurstville.
What do you think it is, Anish?
What do you reckon? Go, Anish. Hello. Yep, now's your time. Hello. Yep.
It's opening and closing the photocopier shelf, the drawers, where you put the paper in.
I love what he's just telling us. This is what it is. You are incorrect.
Bad luck, Anish. Olivia's from Hurstville. Olivia, what do you think it is?
Hi, guys. First of all, Em, good luck on your show today, because I know it's your last one.
Thank you, Olivia.
And congratulations for the baby.
Thank you very much.
So I think the secret sound is the noise that is made when you're changing a colour on a multicoloured pen.
Oh, like at the top.
Oh, the old school ones. Yes.
Still around.
With the different colours.
They are, but they've changed the colours. Thank you, Olivia.
Guess, but incorrect.
Josh is from Hornsby. Now, Josh.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hello, mate. $84,000 up for grabs.
Yes.
What is it, mate?
God, well, first of all, Em, happy last day. Congratulations.
Thanks,
and thank you so much for the entertainment over the last 18 months. Winning answer, guys, it's the sign here sticker coming out of a dispenser.
Oh, the sign here is like you put on a contract where to sign, little tabs.
Correct.
I know how specific you are. That is a... It's incorrect, but it's a good answer.
Yeah. When the adjudicators walk away halfway through a call, it's not a good sign.
Thank you, guys. We're going to have to play another game after 9 o'clock when we go 3 hours commercial free. It is 17 minutes past 8. Up next, the one, the only, Shannon Knoll.
Yes, Knowles. Yes.
Joining us in studio.
Yes.
We're going to hear some of his new single. He's got a big farewell for UM, and we're going to ask him to do...
I gotta
call. We've got to do the intro of that. It's one of your favourites. And a great man is here to say farewell. Shannon Knoll. Shannon Knoll. Knollsy, good morning, mate.
G'day, guys. How are you?
It's always a pleasure, Knollsy.
Oh, that's good.
You've been a great pal of mine for 15, 16 years.
I know.
You've had your ups and downs, but I still back you, mate.
Thank you,
I still back you, mate.
We all have our moments.
Sometimes I'll see things, Knowles, and I'm like, oh.
I've wore a couple, but I'm still in the fight.
No, you're doing something great.
That's a song, Knowlesy.
Get the notes folder in your phone out, write it down.
I know.
He has got a new song because he's doing something pretty awesome for the farmers. You got Lean On Me.
Yes. Yeah. It was a song I wrote a few years ago. It was a B-side on a single, and I always thought it should have been, I wanted more for it. And then I wanted to do something for the farmers. So I decided to re-record it and release it and then donate all the money to Drought Angels.
Mate, let's have a listen. You can lean on me when it feels like you want to surrender. You can lean on me
when it feels like you're falling apart. That is Lean On Me. It's available now. All of the proceeds going to Drought Angels. Also, let's not forget tonight, Castle Hill RSL.
Yes.
ShannonKnoll.com.au. That's going to be huge. A couple of tickets left there.
So yeah, mate, a couple of them. We might play that tonight for the first time too.
Amazing.
Yeah. How good that song, mate. That is almost the anthem of the drought. Obviously, you're a farming family.
Yeah.
Mate, this situation is hectic.
Oh, yeah.
Horrible. Your way, your mates and farmers, they would have lost some stock?
Yeah, definitely, mate. I've got a mate out there who's 4,000 or 5,000 sheep, I think he's lost. They had their shore the other day, and they normally had 15, and the numbers were down. Ridiculous. He thought it lost 8, but I think it's around 6.
It's just everyone's at breaking point, aren't they?
Well, yeah. Well, my mate said there was an Apex for four-wheel drive club that turned up the other day and just brought him out some dog food and that. He just said it makes you feel good that people are thinking of you, you know what I mean? Like, put a smile on your face.
Mate, it was so true. We did delivery the other day, and it was from the Chinese community in Sydney.
Yeah.
Had just bought a whole heap of hay and then just deliver it out west. It's remarkable, some of the
terrific
work.
I'm just so glad that people are doing something about it, because there's not a lot of help from the government or anybody like that.
There is not.
For now, here's $12,000 you can get in after 100-page
document.
We don't know one single farmer that's managed to get that actual funding. Yeah. None of them have been able to get through the paperwork. It's horrendous.
It's ridiculous.
Well, you don't know who to send
the
email to, because they just change jobs all the time.
Yeah, I know. Right. Who's the minister for who?
That's quite true.
I know.
If he's changing jobs, then how are you meant to know?
Yeah.
All right, Nolsey.
Well, I want to talk Shamsels. Please. They're having a baby due same time as me.
Yeah, well, I'm a virgin, so I didn't.
Shannon said it's
like the American Bachelor. I was listening on the way in.
Do you believe him?
No, I don't know. Unless he's a real churchy sort of dude, I reckon.
Yeah, he's a churchy dude. He is.
Once he does go the first time, I've been missing it. I'm missed. Damn it.
Oh, Nolsey. And I love it. He said to me, yeah, it was a surprise. It happened when I came out of the jungle.
Yeah, I know. Well, I tried to do that. I counted back and went like, wait a second. Yeah. I was in Africa. All right. It's not actually 9 months, you idiot. Damn it.
Wait, it's in Africa. Michelle. Well, Shannon, there's one song of yours.
Right. Why does it look like The Postman?
Yeah,
stop
that's
it.
Exactly.
Don't
right.
Michelle would never. No. That woman has been through so much, Shannon.
Yeah, I know.
There's one song
it's
of yours.
Not stopping yet, it's a problem. That's the fourth one. No, we're stoked. The kids love it. Sorry.
There's 18 years, same my gap between your eldest, my eldest, and the same
hopefully
age.
The kids can help out with the babysitting.
Absolutely,
stuff like that.
They'll help. They have no choice.
That's right, exactly.
Now, there's one song of yours that I, whenever you're on, or whenever we're talking about you know, giving the middle finger to critics or swearing at people in the crowd, my favourite channel.
They threw
stubbies.
They threw a lot of stubbies.
Wow. Yeah, the Adelaide time was fun. Yeah. But
innocent.
It's happened to all of us.
I love you. It's all from love.
Thank you.
I was hoping you would sing along to Drive with me.
Of course I will.
Yes, everyone can come. Everyone can sing along, guys. Do you know the words, Ed?
Of course I do.
All right, so we're going to hit it off. Shannon Knoll.
Here we go.
Em Rossiano, Grant Denyer, Ed Coverley, let's go.
I got a car.
What do you got, Shan? What?
I got a big black shiny car.
What do you want to do?
Maybe tonight we can go for a ride.
Yes! Shannon, I'll go for a ride with you anyway.
Nolsey, it's a pleasure. ShannonKnoll.com.au, Castle Hill RSL tonight, and the new single is Lean
go
On Me.
Go and get that song.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for me.
Thanks, Nolsey.
Now, Em, still a lot of things coming up.
Yes.
With Shannon Knoll.
I don't know if we can top Nolsey and I singing Drive. Soz, guys.
Yeah, that was a mission that you've wanted to do for quite some time. So you lived a dream.
I love him. I have known him a very long time. I know he's had some horrific things, but he knows.
Hmm.
But he's got a good heart, you know?
Absolutely.
He's made of good stuff. He just shouldn't
has
drink
moments.
Perform. Oh, I love
just
him.
Moments.
Yeah.
Speaking of moments, we've put together a little montage of the best bits that are very uniquely M.
I don't know what that means.
Let's hear it now.
Casual bombshell alert. This Friday will be my last day on air for Today FM Breakfast. I'm very good at geography.
And
why are you laughing? She said, now this perfume is actually inspired by the sperm's journey to find the egg.
No, she didn't.
I looked at my eye, I'm like, is this jizz juice? But I'm thinking that I need to put on a bush door for people over 30. I'd be a terrible marijuana dealer.
Why?
There's so much to think about.
Wow.
Ooh, I'm a rebel just for kicks.
Em has taken over the desk.
I'm in control.
I know you are.
Sorry, Kim just bought me a glass of water and I cried because it was so kind. First of all, I kind of love the idea of making a robot army of myself.
An army?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's always an army. either want an army of dogs or an army of robots or an army of sassy cats.
Grant has started dancing to your sung intros.
Can't get enough of it. When Mimi falls apart, you easy. Oh, here she comes.
She's a royal watcher. Swish, swish, fish. Keep your filthy hands off my perineum. I've got news for all of Sydney.
Yes.
Scotty and myself and Marcella and Odette are very excited because we are having a baby. The rule for me is if it's my child crying, everyone shut up and be patient. But if it's your child, shut that thing up. I am captaining this wayward ship.
I've got a life jacket on if that says anything.
My G-spot's tingling. Make it stop. How was I allowed on radio for so long? Oh, my God.
Now, Chloe from Newport. Chloe.
Hello, how
Hello,
are you?
Hello, you're on the air.
I'd just like to say thank you to Em because I moved here about 18 months ago from the country and I didn't know anyone. I didn't have any friends and it was just really lovely to hear Em and her positivity and her strength and it was just really lovely to have that familiar person in my life. So thank you.
Thanks, Chloe.
That's beautiful.
I'm determined to get through the show without crying, so that'll be enough of Chloe.
Thank you, Chloe. If 131060, the lines are open if you would like to wish Em a very, very fond farewell. Now, Em, you've got some, you're going to talk to us next.
Just shortly. This is when I really burn all the bridges, so get ready.
But you're picking songs? We've got some songs as well.
Oh, yes. Okay. So is it two songs?
Yeah, we're going to, well, yes, absolutely
is
right.
Is that coming up after something?
Yeah, we'll do it
I'll
into
do
the
it
next
then.
Couple
I'll
of
tell
songs.
People then.
Great.
Okay,
excellent. Something that we are going to be doing for the Rosehill Gardens races, Escape to the Everest Carnival at Debauterly Wines Golden Rose Day, September 22 at Rosehill Gardens. Book at theraces.com.au. Get a grand in the hand. This is for someone who needs to get back on the horse. Maybe there's something going on in their life and you're just like, you know what, my friend, my sister, my someone, they need to get back out there.
Maybe you got like voted off a reality TV show that you were considered a heinous villain in and, you know, you don't know what to do with yourself and maybe your name rhymes with Schmatt. I don't know. Just an example.
Perfect.
Maybe
second chance. That's a perfect idea. So there you go to todayfm.com.au. U-M.
Yes.
Up next, we're going to have a fond, you're going to tell us, you're going to talk to us a fond farewell.
Yeah, I've got some things I want to say.
But Kelly from Tempe has some things that she wants to say. Kelly.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Kelly.
I'm just ringing Em to say that you have made such a difference to my family and the entertainment that you bring to our lives. The podcast is such has been so great on weekends when car trips with three kids are an absolute nightmare. We can all listen to the podcast, and even my husband, who has always hated my choice in breakfast radio, listens as much as you'd hate to hear me say that.
Wow.
But more importantly than that, it's that you've brought that sense of being strong and having an opinion and sticking up for the underdog is something we should all aspire to be, and I can only hope and I really hope that my girls will learn something, have learned something from listening to you and continue to follow you and your achievements and see that they're the qualities that we want our girls to have. So thank you,
Kelly,
so much.
That means a lot. That's why I do what I do. Thank you. I'm not going to cry. Get her up.
You're just crying.
No,
keep talking, Kelly. Keep talking.
I'm not crying. What she said makes my why I get up. I hope to be that person for the next generation of girls.
Get extra giggles when you download and subscribe to the podcast of M, Grant and Ed. Search Today FM Breakfast on your favourite podcast app or head to todayfm.com.au now.
It's M's huge farewell show and, well, he never asks. He just wanders in. Our boss, Jace has wandered in.
He's
morning.
Here with the dump button in case I really burn the bridges, aren't you, buddy?
Yeah. We'll be right. We'll be right, guys. Before you do that, we have to, you know, get carried away with the dump button. I do want to give you a little gift on behalf of the team. Now, also, you did send me a little message during the week saying I'd love this leopard print bugaboo pram.
Yeah.
And everyone's got it. Everyone loves it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I couldn't get it for you.
Oh.
But I did, however, find the only one in the country of some...
Oh, my God, it's a Jeremy Scott Cybex pram. I wanted that more, but it was so expensive. It's got gold wings, guys. Oh, my God.
It's gold
it's
wheels,
being wheeled
too.
Into the studio.
Look at my baby. Guys, this pram is black with gold wings and gold wheels and a gold chassis. And Jeremy Scott designed it. Oh, my God. Oh, it's so sexy.
The photo's going to go up on our Insta. Now, remember, if you hashtag goodbye M, show us on Instagram where you are
give it a roll.
Listening to M's final show as she parades around with her brand new pram.
Doesn't doesn't it roll well? I've already had a turn in it.
Isn't it great? I love this. Cybex by Jeremy Scott. And look at this John Farnham farewell card that I bought myself.
But thank you for doing that. And thank you for making it large so that we could all fill it out.
Yes.
That's a beautiful print. Thank you, Jace.
Thank you, Jace.
Your excuse.
Guys, thank you
very kind.
I'll leave you to it.
Thank you.
Over to you, Em.
Thank you. So, 2 years ago, I agreed to take this job on, and I'll be honest, I was pretty arrogant, and I thought I would totally blitz it, and we'd go number one in like a year, and then I quickly realised that it was going to kick my ass. I didn't expect to be hammered by the press quite so often, and I didn't expect to be questioning who I am and all that I hold dear on a weekly basis, but this job has allowed me probably one of the best moments in my professional career, in which I got to take on the Prime Minister about his stance on marriage equality. And then I had the privilege of being a broadcaster the day that that law passed. And I cannot remember a better time in my professional life. So as I leave, I want to promise everyone listening that I will continue to be an advocate and a strong voice for women and girls and a staunch ally to the LGBTQI community. This platform has allowed me to do that. And to Jace and to DayFM, you've never quietened me on that. And you've always allowed me to have my say, which I'm really grateful for. To my team, thank you for your loyalty and support and love. Thank you to Jace Allen, Gemma Fordham, I'm not going to cry, Kim Krosnick, Ali Longhurst, Kieran Simpson, Ben Wosley, especially you. You were here for me in the most darkest hours. Luke Shepley, oh my God. Amy Goggins, you've got a heart of gold. Jack Skipworth, Max Korstoffen, Mike Santos, and finally Ed and Grant. Thank you for coming on board. You didn't know what the hell you were getting into. And we've been okay. I want to thank John and Lucy from my team. And I want to thank Scott and the girls for letting me do this. And Sydney, I can honestly say I gave it a crack. And I regret nothing.
Em, thank you very much. Yeah. Great job.
Great job.
Darling. Well done.
Thanks.
We love you. Oh,
congratulations. Well done. And his tissues are coming in.
I'm not crying.
She's not crying.
Amazing job, doll.
Well done. Thanks. Well done, Em.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed wasn't anywhere near as stylish as the Mazda 3 Neo Sport. Available now from an amazing 21,490 drive away. See your local Mazda dealer today.